This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه واجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه آمين وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We continue on with the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And last week we mentioned those names of Allah that indicate His kind and loving nature, Him being Ar-Ra'uf, Al-Latif, Al-Halim, and Ar-Rafiq. All of these names revolve around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the most kind, the most gracious, the most gentle, and so on and so forth. And today we move on to three more names that revolve around that same theme. And so the names that we have today are Al-Wadud, Al-Barr, and Al-Muhsin. Al-Wadud, Al-Barr, and Al-Muhsin. As for Al-Wadud, it has only been mentioned twice in the Quran. And so in Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Hud verse 90, in the story of Shu'aib alayhi salam, when he was addressing his people, among the things he said to them was, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, and seek forgiveness of your Lord, istighfar, and turn to Him in repentance. إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. Surely my Lord is Rahim, most merciful, and Wadud. Wadud is mentioned here, and it means He is the all-loving, the all-loving. So He is the most merciful and the all-loving. And in Surah Al-Buruj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ. He is Al-Ghafoor, the all-forgiving, and Al-Wadud, the all-loving. So this is Al-Wadud. As for Al-Barr, it has only been mentioned once in the Quran. Al-Barr has only been mentioned once, and that is in Surah At-Tur, verse 28. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning the people of Jannah that they will be talking to one another, and among the things that they will say is, Inna kunna min qablu nadu'uh, that before, meaning in the dunya, we used to call upon Him alone. We used to make dua to Allah. Innahu huwa al-barr al-rahim. Innahu huwa al-barr al-rahim. Indeed, He is truly al-barr, the most kind, and al-rahim, the most merciful. As for al-muhsin, this name has not been mentioned in the Quran as a name of Allah. But what we do find in the Quran is that Allah refers to Himself in the verb form. And so the verb form is ahsana. Ahsana. Which basically means to do good. And so, for example, in Surah Al-Qasas, in the story of Qarun, when Qarun was all arrogant and he came out, you know, with his wealth and all proud, the people said to him, وَبِتَغِي فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ Seek the reward of the hereafter by means of what Allah has granted you. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا And at the same time, do not forget your share of the dunya. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ And be good, meaning to others, meaning be generous with your wealth. Be good to others as Allah has been good to you. كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ As Allah has done good to you. And elsewhere in the Quran, أحسن is mentioned as a verb mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we do find Al-Muhsin as a name in various ahadith. And so in one hadith, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا If you judge, then be just in your judgment. وَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا And if you kill, you slaughter, then do it in the best way. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُحْسِنٌ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُحْسِنٌ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ For indeed Allah is muhsin, and He loves the muhsineen, those who do good. In this hadith, the scholars of hadith differed over its authenticity, but it was graded as being hasan, as being good by Sheikh Al-Albani. The other hadith is the hadith of Shaddad ibn Aws, radiallahu anh. He says, I memorized two things from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُحْسِنٌ يُحِبُّ الْإِحْسَانِ Allah is muhsin and He loves ihsan, which means to do good. So ihsan is the noun. So the name is muhsin, the verb is ahsana, and the noun is ihsan. He said, فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقَتْلِ If you kill, then do it in the best way. وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذَّبْحِ If you slaughter, do it in the best way. Until the end of the hadith. And this hadith also, Shaykh al-Albani graded it as being sahih. So these are the three names that we have, Al-Wadud, Al-Bar, and Al-Muhsin. So what do these names mean? As for Al-Wadud, we mentioned, it means the all-loving. So Allah is the one who is the most loving and the most affectionate. But not only is He the one who loves, but also He is the one loved. And so Allah is the most beloved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beloved, meaning loved by others. So not only does it mean that Allah Himself loves, but He is also loved. And so Allah loves His awliya, His special servants, and they love Him too. However, Allah's love is conditional, and it's not for everyone. And so in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that He loves certain people. Nowhere does Allah mention that He loves everyone. But rather, He mentions certain kinds of people whom He loves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah loves the believers. الْمُتَّقِينَ The people of taqwa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ He loves those who are patient. الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ Those who put their tawakkul in Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ Allah loves those who turn to Him in repentance, and He loves those who like to keep themselves clean. He loves الصادقين, the truthful. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah loves those who do good. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ Those who are just, and so on and so forth. And also, Allah has told us in the Quran of people whom He does not love. He does not love the ظالمين. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ Those who are unjust. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ He does not like the kuffar. Al-Kha'ineen. Al-Musrifeen. Those who transgress. And so on and so forth. So there are people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and then there are those whom He does not love. And so the only way to gain the love of Allah is by loving that which He loves. And by following His commandments. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ali Imran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي Say to them, O Muhammad, that if you truly love Allah, then follow me, meaning follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you do that, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ If you do that, then Allah will love you and He will forgive you your sins. And the ulama refer to this ayah as the verse of test. This ayah tests your love. How much do you truly love Allah? And so, you know, most people will say that they love Allah. But the test of your love for Allah is how much you follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is al-wadud. As for al-barr, as well as al-muhsin, these two names, al-barr and al-muhsin, they mean the one who is most kind and most gracious. The one from whom every birr, so birr is the noun, which means good deed, an act of kindness. And also ihsan, we mentioned, is the noun of muhsin. And so Allah is the one whom from every birr and every ihsan comes from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He is the source of all kindness and all goodness. He is the one who is constantly showering His creation with all kinds of blessings that have no limit. However, there are two kinds of kindness, of birr. One that is general for all of Allah's creation. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His kindness to His entire creation by creating them, by constantly providing for them all kinds of blessings that we see that people have, irrespective of whether they are believers or kuffar. Then this is all from the birr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His ihsan. The second is specific to the believers, and that is in the form of hidayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His kindness to the believers by guiding them, by giving them the tawfiq to do good, by making things easy for them, by forgiving them, overlooking their shortcomings and their sins, and then finally rewarding them in the akhirah for the good that they did. All of this comes under Allah being Al-Barr and Al-Muhsin, specifically to the believers. And so these are the meanings of these names, Al-Wadud, Al-Barr, and Al-Muhsin. We move on now to the lessons that we learn from these names. The first is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described as being the one who loves. So He is attributed with this attribute of loving. But it is unlike how others attribute this to Allah. And by that I mean specifically the Christians, who say that, you know, God loves all. It's all about love. And so our belief is that Allah, He loves those who deserve His love. And then there are those who do not deserve the love of Allah. And at the same time, there are those who Allah dislikes. And we can even say Allah hates certain people. And this is all based on what Allah has said in the Quran. Allah hates certain things, certain actions, certain people who do certain things. And so the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attained by loving those whom Allah loves and doing what Allah loves, while at the same time hating those whom Allah hates and staying away from those things which Allah hates and dislikes. And that is the essence of what is known as al-wala wal-bara. This part of our aqeedah where we have our allegiance to Allah, our loyalty to Allah and His Messenger and the believers, while disassociating from anyone that opposes Allah and His Messenger and the believers. And so it's a relationship of love and hate. Unlike many people today who want to make it out to seem as if there's only love and no hatred for anyone. But obviously, when we say that we hate certain people, it does not mean that we transgress against them. It's a fact that these people are hated by Allah, and if you truly believe in Allah, you will also hate them. But now what to do with them, how to behave with them, that's a different discussion. The second lesson that we learn from these names is that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attained by doing certain things, as we mentioned. There are certain qualities. And then there are certain things that you can do. And this is mentioned in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, which is found in Sahih al-Bukhari. And this is a hadith Qudsi, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. My servant does not draw near to me. We do not get closer to Allah by anything that is more beloved to him than that which he has made obligatory upon us. Meaning that there's nothing that will help us to get closer to Allah except through that which Allah has made obligatory upon us. Do that, fulfill the obligations, the wajibat, the fara'id. And then he said, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ He said, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. That my servant continues to draw near to me, meaning after he has fulfilled the obligations, he now wants to take it a step further. The servant wants to get closer to Allah. So, how does he do that? Allah says, my servant continues to draw near to me with an-nawafil, the extra voluntary acts of obedience. And Allah says, until I love him. So this shows us that the way to achieve the love of Allah is through an-nawafil. First, through the wajibat, the fara'id. Then once you've done that, move on to the nawafil. And if you do that, then Allah says he will love you. And then Allah says, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرُهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا وَإِنْ سَأَلَنِي أَعْطَيْتُهُ وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. That once I love him, then I become his hearing with which he hears, and his sight with which he sees, and his hand with which he strikes, and his foot with which he walks. Were he to ask me of something, I would surely give it to him. And if he was to seek refuge in me, I would surely grant him refuge. So this is what we learn from, this name, Al-Wadud. The third lesson is in specific the two names of Allah, Al-Barr and Al-Muhsin. What we learn is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifts and bestows upon us blessing upon blessing. And when we learn this, it should develop a love of Allah for Allah in our hearts. When we learn that Allah is the one who blesses us with everything that we have, this should automatically develop a love for Allah in our hearts. And so if someone was to do good to you and to bless you with things and shower you with blessings, you would automatically develop a love for that person. This is human nature. So how about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the source of all blessings? Once we learn what Allah has done for us, we will automatically develop this love for Allah. And then that love for Allah will automatically drive us to want to thank Him. And that is done by worshiping Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the driving force for you to worship Allah should be your love for Allah. And not just for something that you will get out of it for yourself. And that's why the highest level of those who worship Allah is those who do it out of their mere love for Allah, because of who Allah is, not because they're going to get anything out of it. But since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that not all people are at the same level in their iman, He has encouraged us to do good and told us that we will get certain rewards by doing that. And we will be saved from punishment if we do that. And so there are those who worship Allah merely just because, you know, of the reward that they'll get from it in this dunya or in the akhirah, or because they'll be saved from Allah's punishment, which is good, which we should worship Allah and do good for these reasons. But what is higher than that, a level higher, is that you worship Allah, and the driving force behind that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. The fourth lesson is that from Allah's name Al-Barr, we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have the quality of Al-Birr. And so not only does Allah have that quality, but He also wants us to have that quality. And so Al-Birr is used throughout the Qur'an and the Sunnah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. That Al-Birr, which is righteousness or doing good, is not by turning your faces to the east or the west, meaning in your salah. Rather, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ Rather, al-birr is, and then Allah lists a list of things which are included in al-birr. ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين. However, al-birr is to believe in Allah, in the angels, in His book, in the messengers. وآت المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب. And He gives His wealth even though He loves it. This is a true sign of birr, of righteousness, that you give that which you love, your wealth. You give it to who? You give it to your relatives, to the orphans, to the poor, the needy, the travelers, the beggars, and for freeing captives. وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. And those who establish their salah, they give in their zakah, and they keep their pledges when they make their pledges. وَصَابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. And those who are patient in times of suffering as well as adversity and in the heat of the battle. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. These people who have these qualities, they are the ones who are true in their iman. And they are those who are muttaqun, the people of taqwa. The ayah number in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 177. And so this is al-birr that Allah wants from us. And so just like Allah is kind to us and showers us with blessings, He wants us to be the same. And the only true way of achieving al-birr is by sacrificing what Allah loves for us to sacrifice. The only way to truly achieve that level of al-birr is by sacrificing what Allah loves for us to sacrifice, which Allah mentions in Surah Ali Imran. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. That you will never truly attain al-birr until you spend from that which you love. Your wealth, which you have earned, which you love, you don't want to give it up. When you do give it up for the sake of Allah, then you have attained al-birr. The fifth lesson is that from al-muhsin, Allah's name al-muhsin, we learn that Allah wants us to have the quality of al-ihsan. And in fact, Allah has commanded, He has commanded this in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And be good with ihsan. وَأَحْسِنُوا, it's a command. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who do good. But when it comes to ihsan, there are two kinds. There are two kinds of ihsan. One is ihsan with Allah, and the other is ihsan with Allah's creation. And so ihsan with Allah is in your ibadah, to perfect your ibadah, to achieve excellence in your ibadah. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he was asked, what is ihsan? He said, al-ihsanu an ta'budallaha ka'annaka tarah, fa'in lam takun tarah fa'innahu yarak. Ihsan is to worship Allah as if you can see Him. And since you will not be able to see Him, and since you don't see Him, then know that He definitely sees you. So to worship Allah in such a state, as if Allah is before you. And if you can't reach that level, then at least to worship Allah knowing that Allah is watching you. And so this is the meaning of al-ihsan in our ibadah. The other kind of ihsan is to Allah's creation. And that is obvious in terms of helping others with their needs, feeding people, giving sadaqah, basically stretching out your hand with all kinds of good to others. And so that also includes teaching and guiding and warning others of the punishment of Allah. All of that is included in this because you are doing good to them. Finally, the last lesson that we learned from Allah's name Al-Muhsin is that the reward for ihsan is nothing but ihsan. As Allah says in Surah Al-Rahman, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. Is the reward for goodness anything but goodness? Is the reward for ihsan anything other than ihsan? Meaning that those who do good, their reward will be good. Those who do good in this life, Allah will do good to them in the akhirah. And that is by giving them the reward in the akhirah. And so this teaches us an important rule that we mentioned previously. And that is, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat you and deal with you in the way that you deserve, and in the way that you treat others, and in the way that you deal with others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with you and treat you in the way that you deal with others and you treat others. And that's why the reward for ihsan is equal. It will be ihsan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this, that those who do good to others, those who help others, Allah will help them. Those who relieve a burden from their fellow believers, Allah will remove a burden from them in the akhirah, and so on and so forth. And so that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to His reward in the akhirah as ihsan and al-husna. Allah refers to Jannah as being husna. And that is the good that we'll receive in the akhirah for the good that we did in this life. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who do good and to reward us with good. And with that, we come to the end of these names. And inshallah ta'ala, next week, we'll move on to another set of names. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.